Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce, and with me today, guest in the studio, is Davin Chambers. Good morning, Davin.
Hey there, Julie. Thanks so much for inviting me on. It's a real pleasure to sit here and speak with you today.
We're going to have a blast here. So give us a little background on the fact that you are an agent for Edward Jones, and how did Edward Jones start, and how old is it?
I started with Edward Jones back in, I think it was April of 2020. I started as like an office administrator and then worked my way up to be a financial advisor, which I started doing in November of 22.
Mm-hmm. We need ya.
Yeah, absolutely, especially in 22. Edward Jones actually got its start back in 1922. And, you know, that makes Edward Jones, you know, over 100 years old. When it was first founded, the first office only had 3 chairs, a hat rack, and a desk.
Hey, that's a pretty good visual, I must admit.
We really tried to keep our culture the same from that time. You know, when we first started, Ted Jones, which is the son of Edward Jones, started his office in a small town near St. Louis and would just drive 150 miles a day and sell securities out of his truck.
Isn't that something? I love that story because there's not a lot like that, that's for sure. And I do think it holds true today because most of the Edward Jones offices that I've ever encountered don't go for largesse or big. Or you're really working with the individual investor.
Absolutely. We even have a culture of when you first start as a financial advisor, one of the rites of passage is actually to door knock. One of the things that we really prize is making sure that we are available to the common person as well. You know,
that's
making
so
sure
cool.
That anyone's there.
Well, and I think what our listeners would like to hear from you is, since you do a lot of specialty with individuals, is when should someone get started to be investing into their future? What's some advice and what's a range of services that you provide? I know you do it all, but let's tell the story.
To answer your question, when someone should start is really as soon as possible. It's always wise to be reviewing your financial plan and really be thinking about the future in order so that you can really get to those goals that you have. You don't have a plan. Really what you have is a wish, and wishes don't just come true all the time.
And so when I walk in and I say, Davin, thanks for meeting with me. I'm looking forward to raising a family, or I have a family and we really want to build a house. Are those types of conversations you're having?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My kids want to go to college. You know, I want to save up for my dream home. I want my retirement to look a certain way. These are all things that we work with and work with you to do. A lot of my job is helping you find out those goals so that we can find the best way to get to them.
Some of those aha moments, I like to call them, because sometimes you don't realize how fast time goes and what it takes to build a portfolio. And the advice of someone like you at Edward Jones, who has really focused on financial gain, financial growth, financial savvy, we just don't have it in our head. There's no parallel to it. So what's your competitive advantage?
My competitive advantage, I think, is really part of the Edward Jones culture, is that we only really believe in long-term quality investing, and we want to work with you to fulfill your goals. There's no one size fits all, but it's very much a person to person. Allow me to understand you and understand where you're coming from so that we can get to the goal in the best way possible for you.
And so what does that mean, product and services? Are you talking about 401ks? Are you talking about IRAs? What are some of the conversations?
Yes, and. You know, we also do insurance and 401k planning, as you were saying. You know, we can work with businesses and individuals, especially for people who are just trying to set up, you know, hey, I'm a realtor, you know, I have my own business. There's options for you to be able to save for retirement and reduce things on your taxes, things like that.
I like that. We just really don't know it on our own. I have to confess, my husband used to be the guy who, because his dad was super into investing, I think through osmosis, he became the overseer of investment. And or what should we do when? And it really is an eye-opener when you sit down with someone like Davin Chambers at Edward Jones to hear suggestions, because we don't know all the answers. And everything changes. The whole investment environment changes. Interest rates change. And you've got the up-to-dates every day.
Exactly. With 100 years of experience at my back as well, it's not just me who's helping you. It's an entire team.
I love that. And so what are the bi-monthly lunch and learns?
So that's something that my branch specifically does. Every other month, I will go to a random restaurant in town, invite community members and clients both to come with me and just eat some free lunch and talk about a specific topic that is maybe relevant for the day.
So give me an example of a topic.
I actually have one coming up this month on the 17th. It's going to be over at Fat Olives at 11:30. And this topic is actually going to be about insurance, you know, talking about life insurance, long-term care insurance, different ways that you can use insurance to help protect your assets.
Oh my gosh, that's such an important topic. I was just back in Indiana with relatives and one auntie was talking about long-term care. The other one said, I don't know what that is. And somebody else was saying, I hope I never have to go into any kind of a care situation other than in my home. And then life insurance came up. It does come up in conversation, but you have to be proactive when you can. It can't be an afterthought. So that's a really good topic. I'm proud of you for that. And we also would be remiss if we didn't mention that you are a chamber ambassador, and I don't know what we would do without you, Davin Chambers, because you really do get engaged in some of the events, and it's a good way to meet people, isn't it? And tell your story in a social setting sometimes sticks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really value working with the chamber, you know, because it not only, as you say, allows me to meet new people, but really make new friends and just see the goings on in this community. I've been living here since 2015, but I've never felt more connected than when I started joining the chamber.
Oh, I love that. Because that's exactly how we feel. We're in the middle of it. Every single day we hear some new news. Everybody brings it to us. And it's so fun to have a pulse on the community. That's usually what a vibrant Chamber of Commerce does. So let's let our listeners know, Davin, we have to wrap this one up. Where is your office and how can they reach you?
I am at 1016 West University Avenue in suite number 106. If you do want to reach me or if you want to RSVP for that lunch and learn, just go ahead and give me a call. Either me or my assistant Carrie will pick up. That number is 928-395-5240.
And do you have a website they can go to or an email that they can send a note?
Yeah, my email is davin.chambers@edwardjones.com.
That might be a good way to send a question about the lunch and learn that's coming up. davin.chambers@edwardjones.com. Well, keep up the great work. Keep up the polish and the professionalism you offer to all of us. And thank you very much for your community service at the Chamber. Nothing but luck ahead in your future, I'm sure.
Thank you so much, Julie. It was a pleasure.
That's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in to Chamber Biz Buzz. Julie Pastrick signing off for today's show, and I'll see you next time on the radio.
You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.